God bless everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. It is 8:15 a.m. and I just put myself in break in my work and spending a wonderful morning with God, just communing with God, talking with God about the things of God, the things that He would have me to think about. And I just got a little inspiration from God as I've been speaking in tongues for about an hour and a half so far today since I've gotten up. What I've recorded anyway. And I'm just very, very blessed and inspired. I was so inspired by Van's sharing and the last sharing that he just did today and that was posted today. Today is March 24th. And I'm just blessed with how our hearts are knit together. And you know something we never know, or we may never know, that the things that we speak or the things that we share in those audio sharings will go straight to the heart of somebody. And that's what Van does for me so often. So many times the things that he says are the same things that I've been thinking about. And that's happened with Van. It's happened with Bambi. It's happened with Amber. It's happened with Lawrence, Kim, just all kinds of, you know, everyone who, whenever someone is speaking by the Spirit of God, that's what happens, is there's ministering, there's healing, there's deliverance. And I was just thinking, you know, that there are distracting thoughts that can come into our minds because the adversary has, I remember someone saying, you know, that the adversary does have endless suggestions. You know, he'll throw a suggestion out there and hit us in our mind. It's just kind of like a mosquito buzzing around, you know, it's just a distraction. And it comes in and it tries to divide us. But we keep our focus on God and the things of God. And God is more than willing to put a suggestion of his own. And he does that very willingly and very quickly when these distracting thoughts come. And that's what I have my ears perked toward is recognize, I recognize, okay, that's not a thought from God, because God is wanting me to think about laborers. He's wanting me to think about the good things, the pure things, the lovely things, the things that are of good report, the things that are virtuous and praiseworthy. They're worthy of praise. They're worthy of causing my heart to be thankful and causing my heart to be strengthened. Those are the thoughts from God. And God is so willing to steer us in the right direction. And he knows that when these thoughts come in, just as much as we know that when they come in, he recognizes them before our mind may even comprehend that it's a distracting thought. And God is right there to provide the right thought. And that's what we latch onto, and that's what we focus upon. And we just shift that focus back. You know, when that distracting thought comes, we just shift our focus right back. And one thing that blesses me so much when I see a distracting thought come into play is my desire and my focus. I know all of my thoughts that come in, you know, that I want to focus on, they're all desirous of God and the things of God. And so I know what the things of God are. I know that speaking in tongues is something of God. It's something where I can put God first. And I know that that listening to God is putting God first. Turning my heart to God and asking God for wisdom is putting God first. Asking God for knowledge, that's putting God first. Dwelling upon my Heavenly Father with thankfulness is putting God first. And we always have something to be thankful for. Thankful for Holy Spirit. Thankful that we do have access to God's wisdom. Thankful that we are prosperous. We are prosperous. We are triumphant. God has caused us to have all enablements, all righteousness, all sanctification. These are things that we can shift our focus to and be thankful for. And that drives out that distracting thought. When we resist the adversary and his endless suggestions, his endless temptations, when we resist those things by going to our Heavenly Father, those things are resisted. Those distractions are resisted, and we are putting God first when we do that. And that should be a thrilling thing to our heart and give us great joy and give us great peace. That's where the joy and peace in believing comes from, because we are exercising our faith, our confidence in God, that God is first in our lives, and we stay strong in that. And we, having done all, stand. We stand. Our loins are girt about with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We have the shield of faith, whereby we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And they just burn out like a match. You know, you strike a match and it burns brightly for just a short time, and then little by little it gets less bright, it gets less bright, and then it just dies out. Well, that's the adversary's suggestions, that's the adversary's distractions. They may come on like, woo, look at this bright thing I want you to look at. You know, he's the deceiver, though. He's the father of lies, and he can make things look bright, he can make them look bright, but they're not bright. They burn out very quickly. And when we turn to God, the light of God just shines brighter and brighter and brighter in our hearts. And it shines brighter and brighter and brighter in manifestation in our lives. And I just want to quote Romans 15:13. It's big on my heart. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where it's at, the power of the Holy Spirit. And we've got that power. And we abound in hope. Our expectation is on the things above, not on things on the earth. And we are seated in the heavenlies. Our citizenship is in heaven. I can hardly speak. Our citizenship is in heaven. And that's where our life is. Our life is hid with Christ in God. And these are the triumphant things that we confess and shift our focus to when we get a distracting thought. And those thoughts will burn out very quickly. They will flee from us, because when we resist the devil, he has to flee. He has no other choice but to flee in the presence of the Almighty God and in God's almighty words, powerful words. He can't stand against them. He falls flat. His head is crushed. You know, Jesus Christ was crucified. He suffered for us. He bled. He died. He suffered beyond what we could really even comprehend. He did that for us. But was his head crushed? Oh, no. Jesus Christ emerged victoriously and was exalted and set at the right hand of God, far above the adversary and his minions and his dominion. And that's where we are too. God has set us there as well. And so the adversary's head was crushed when God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and when Jesus Christ fulfilled all the law and was raised from the dead, seated forevermore at the right hand of the throne of God. And he is going to continue, God in Christ, through Christ, is going to continue to manifest this complete victory over the adversary. And his little suggestions, they are just like little mosquitoes. I killed a mosquito the other day. I was going into my house from the garage, and mosquitoes just tend to congregate right there at the doorway to the house. And it's no big deal for me to just kill them. And, you know, of course, I kill a mosquito by doing something physical. But we kill the adversary by our mental strength toward God, by strengthening our mind and strengthening our heart. Because out of the heart are the issues of life. And when we put God's words in our hearts and we go forward with those words resonating and living in our heart, they come forth from our mouth And then the power is in manifestation. Those words are power, and they cause signs, miracles, and wonders to come to pass because we are speaking for God. When we speak the holy words of God, the rhema words, those heavenly words from God, they kill the mosquito bites or the mosquito buzzing of the adversary. They kill it, and it's made of none effect. We cause the wiles and the devices of the adversary to become of no effect through our heavenly words that we speak, that live in our hearts, that come forth from our lips. And that's how we live and reign and rule in this life, because that's our reality, isn't it? We are above anything that the adversary wants to do. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter how strong it seems to be. It's under our feet. Everything is under our feet that is from the adversary. And everything lives in our hearts by the power of God. And God gives us those words to put into our hearts when we're confronted with a distracting thoughts. Just don't forget that God is right there to give us the right way to go. He's there. He's there to tell us, oops, that's being otherwise minded from what I want you to think about. So let's go forward. The encouragement that we have is just to keep pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we've all been called to it, and we all have the desire to press toward that mark. And all we have to do is keep our focus steadfast. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And what a joy it is to be focused like that. That's where our joy and peace is. That's where our faith is. And we put all our faith, all our trust in God. And God will never let us down. He'll never disappoint. He'll always come through, and He'll always show us the right way. And we can live, move, and have our being in that wonderful right way. So God bless you. I love you. Time to get back to work. You're the best.